I am so excited about today's topic. Today, we are going to be talking about friendships in motherhood. And I think relationships are incredibly important. After COVID, there was a lot of loneliness. As a mom, there can be a lot of loneliness. Right after we have a new child, there can be. And I just think relationships are very important. The Bible talks about how important relationships are. And today, I'm going to be speaking to one of my good friends, Kendra Joyner. She is a children's minister at Green Street. She's been one for a lot of years, and she's absolutely amazing with my children, and she is such a blessing and so incredibly wise. And so I'm very excited to hear about her talking about friendships, because friendships are very important. Kendra, well, thank you so much for coming on today. I really appreciate it. So stats, I was looking at some stats because I love stats. And one of them showed it's a really wide range, but pretty much all of the stats I looked at said that more than 50% of women are lonely almost all the time, almost every day. And relationships are really important. Why do you think, because I know that friendships are very important to you, why do you think that friendships are really important for us as believers?
Well, I think the Lord created us that way. He created us to be in community. He created us to have friends. For those of us in the world that don't have spouses, we need friends in our lives to kind of help function, right? And to do what the Lord has called us to do. And so for me, that's what my friend group is my people that I interact with. And so I think it's biblical too. I think the Lord tells us that it's important to have friends. He gives us examples of that with David and Jonathan. He also does it with Ruth and Naomi. Like, there's all kinds of examples in the word that tells us about friendship too.
Yeah. And it is. And I think that whenever we are lonely, we can make not so great decisions versus whenever we do have a group of friends around us to encourage us and to build us up. So how can we foster relationships with other women? I've heard a lot of people talking to me after COVID about how they really don't feel like they have friends anymore. And there has been this increase in loneliness. And especially whenever you're a little older or you become a mother, you have life transitions, you move, just the transition from coming from COVID to life after COVID. How can we foster relationships with other people?
Well, I think it's important for us to be able to look at where we are in life. A lot of times when we're a mama, our friends are our kids' friends' parents, right? Because that's who you hang out with. You hang out with who your kids are around. But I think as women, it's important to just make an intentional effort. And sometimes that means asking for a 30-minute break or an hour break and taking a Saturday morning and going having coffee with a friend or a girlfriend, and making those intentional efforts to have time together, to get to check in on each other. Like, it's okay to take or just send a text and say, hey, how are you doing today? I've been thinking about you. I think all people need to know that somebody is thinking about them, or, you know, and women especially, I think we get caught up in the day-to-day routine of, I got to get everything done. I have a task list. I got to get it done. I got to go get the kids from school. I got to pick up and take them to the next sport or the next event, right? And so we forget that sometimes we need relationships too. And sometimes that it's good for them to be outside of our marriage as well, like to have friendships outside of our marriage. That's one of the things that my mom, when I was in college, would say to me all the time. She's like, if you're dating somebody, it's important to have space in that relationship and to have friends outside of it so that you can grow in other ways. And those friends can speak truth when you need it. So,
yes, I agree. And I think a lot of times as women, we are such nurturing people that we get caught up with our families. We get caught mm-hmm. up with our kids, and you get caught up with your many children that you're ministering to all the time and those people. But we do have to take time away, even if it's not perfectly quiet, even if it's not the perfect timing, rather than having, I think as moms, I know as moms, we can have mom guilt, right. I take time away from my children to be able to spend time with a relationship? But I say we need to do it. We really do. Yes. We need to take yes. that time to spend with others, because that is what it takes. It takes time to get to know somebody. And it is something that's really important. just like you said, just take that 30 minutes, take that hour, text, and do what you need to do to develop that relationship. And it really actually does help you parent. It helps your other relationships, I feel like, to be able to have friends, like you said, to pour truth into you, to have good, godly friends that can pour truth into you. And that time, that time is, it's not a wasted time that you're spending whenever you're developing relationships with others. So what do you feel like that we should look for in godly, healthy relationships? Because whenever we're lonely, we can feel desperate for friends. And that's not, we want to have a godly relationship, somebody that is encouraging us and pointing us to Christ. So what type of person, I know everybody has different personalities, but in general, what kind of things should we look for when we're looking for a godly relationship?
I think when we're looking for godly relationships, it's important to see that they are encouraging and they're building up and that it's not a competition. Sometimes that happens with women, right? And that they see the good and want the good for you too, right? I think sometimes my friendship, so I have a group of girls that we have done life together for over 20 years and we met in college. And we are all about encouraging each other and lifting each other up and checking in on each other and speaking the hard things when they have to be spoken, right? Sometimes you don't want to hear it, but sometimes you need to hear it. And so they're the girls that know me. They know me outside of my role. They know me outside of my family dynamics. And so they get to see the real Kendra that gets to breathe and let her hair down sometimes, right? They like to laugh with me and I love to laugh with them. That's one of my favorite things is that we can laugh together and that we have adventures together too. We take time away from our families to get together 4 times a year so that we can be face to face with each other. Because you can tell a whole lot more face to face and in person than you can through a screen, right?
You can.
So for us, that's important that we make that time and we talk about it with everybody. We plan it out, make sure that we have time. But I think most importantly, the thing that I love about each one of them is that they sharpen me and they point me towards Christ more than anybody else that I know, right? Because they know me and they know when I can put on a smile and say, I'm okay. And I'm really not, right?
Yeah.
So, those are the things that I think, and I really think in today's society, it tells us that one has to be better than the other, but that's not really who the Lord created us as women to be. He created us to be women who encourage and who build up each other for the kingdom.
Very much so. And that's, I 100% agree. And that is a long time to have a group of friends. Mm-hmm. And I know that during that time, you probably have had some difficult times in addition to the, I know you love to laugh. I love to laugh with you. We have a great time laughing when we're together. But I know that there's also been some difficult times through that. So how have you guys managed to maintain such a strong friendship for that long? That's a long period of time.
So we're intentional. That's one of the things that all of us make sure that we check in with each other. And we have a group chat that we can text each other throughout the week or whenever we need to. When something's going on in one of our lives, we let everybody know so they can be praying. We also do a Zoom call once a month because none of us live in the same state. So there's 6 of us, 2 are in North Carolina, 3 are in South Carolina, 1's in Georgia. So for us to get together, we have to be intentional about it. And so we just say we're going to be on a Zoom call. It'll be at 8:30. So everybody's kids are in bed. We can have time together as girls. The husbands know they just need their girl time to check in with everybody. So, and sometimes there's a planned conversation we're going to have, like we're going to talk about a chapter we read together in the Bible, or it'll be, hey, we want to talk about this trip we're going to take. So let's do some planning on that. But a lot of times it's just to check in and see how everybody's doing. And that's the best part about it is that, but it takes intentional effort, right? And so, and we know seasons come and seasons go. So sometimes we're busier than others. Sometimes all of us can come. Sometimes it's just a few. But we take the time that we get together and we hold each other accountable with it too, which is nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're encouraging and building each other up, which does. I mean, whenever you're all working together to have a relationship that points you towards Christ, then that's going to help you get through any things like that. Right. So what are some of the biggest joys of friendship that you've experienced?
I would say some of the biggest joys for me are watching life happen. So all of us started as single girls in college together and not knowing where life would take us or what we would be doing. Out of the six of us, three of us are in children's ministry. Two are in healthcare and one's in education. And we've gotten to watch all of those things happen. Like we've gotten to see the grad school graduations. We've gotten to see marriages happen. We've gotten to see babies be born. Like those are all great things to celebrate. But the best part for me is that I get to celebrate my friends and who they are in Christ, right? And so, in fact, we got together in October and we had studied through Esther, and then we had done a Bible study online together. And so then when we got to together as a group, we decided to do a Shabbat, which is a meal to talk about the goodness of the Lord and the faithfulness that we had seen in him through each one of us throughout the year. And we got to speak that over each other. And that those times for me are precious because we get to laugh together. We get to put our hair down and just be in our PJs if we want to. I mean, like we have a day like that, right? But at the same time, we get to speak the goodness of the Lord over each other, which I think more than anything is an encouragement that fills you up.
Yes.
When the world tries to take it out real fast, right?
That sounds amazing. That really does. I love that. What fun. And at the same time, just pointing each other towards God. That's right. What a wonderful group of friends. That is a huge blessing. So what is one of your favorite verses right now?
So one of my favorite verses, I was actually just talking about this. So I've been reading in Proverbs this month. We're in January. So in January, Proverbs 17 talks about how a friend loves at all times and a brother is born for adversity. One who lacks sense gives a pledge and puts the security of presence around it. Whoever loves, because it just talks about how a friend walks through those hard days and those good days, right? And I feel like that's where my friend group is. They're my people that I can walk through the hard days with. And the heavy days, some days I carry really heavy things for work. And so they're the ones that I can hand that off to if I need to or walk it out with, right? And so I think that it's important for us to remember that a friend is somebody that's going to build you up and encourage you and loves you at all times. I love the story of David and Jonathan as well, and how they were willing to lay down their lives for each other. My friends and I talk about, not only doing that, but, you know, as we, get older, we want to live in a retirement community together. That's our plan. We're going to be in a compound together. as girls, so we can walk down the street to each other.
That sounds so fun. And I love that you said that a friend loves at all times, because that's really what we want to find in a friend, is someone that's going to biblically love. Because whenever they're biblically loving each other, then you can, whenever you have your hard days, they can give a little more in the friendship. Whenever they have a hard day, you can give a little more, because it doesn't always have to be just perfectly equal. You rejoice for others rather than comparing yourself, because there's not jealousy whenever there's love. So all of those different things that God talks about in the Bible with love, that's the type of friend that we want to be and that we hope to be able to find. So, you know, so that you can have that. So that is my encouragement to you. If you are lonely out there after COVID or after having a baby or whatever stage of life that you're in, pray and ask God to direct you so that you can find friends. Yes, he is our best friend, but he also wants us to have relationships with each other, and they're incredibly important. And so as you do, that's my encouragement. Find friends, invest time in them. Give somebody a call, text them, even if it's not perfect, even if you have screaming babies, kids running around, and you're just there together at the park or at each other's houses or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be perfect time, but time together where you're spending with each other and pointing each other towards God, encouraging one another in that way.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kendra. Do you have anything else you want to add about friendship?
I would say that, remember, friendship comes in all shapes and sizes too. So don't think that it has to be the person that's at the same stage in your life. Think about it as the Lord gives those that he needs you to have in your life. And so for me, I probably thought I would have been in a different place at this point in my life, that I'm not. And so I'm still single, not married. And so, but I have lots of married friends too that are gifts to me. So I don't think that you, sorry.
Yeah, that's so true.
So just know that the Lord gives those that he wants in your life for a reason, because yeah. you can build up and encourage each other no matter what stage of life you're in. I have some friends that are much older than me. They're my mom's age and older, because they have wisdom to share with me too, right? And so I don't want to ever miss out on those opportunities and forsake that.
That is so true. I've got a good friend that's in her 70s. I have a good friend in her 30s. And I have a wonderful friend named Kendra who is not married and doesn't have children. And yet I do. And yet we're able to connect in so many ways because right. of our love for God and our love for children in general. Yes. And so it doesn't have to be, you're right, you don't have to have the perfect age, the perfect kids, set right. you know, ages or anything like that. Actually, my closest friends, I don't think any of my closest friends have kids that are the same ages as mine right now. So it doesn't have to be like that. It's really right. finding somebody else, another woman that you can have a relationship with that helps to encourage you and points you towards God.
Yes.
Yeah. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Y'all have a wonderful week, and we are praying for you. You can like and subscribe as well.